AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The latest on the assassination attempt on former President Trump. The FBI says it was indeed a bullet that struck his ear. Quote, either whole or fragmented into smaller pieces, fired from the deceased subject's rifle. The statement comes 2 days after FBI Director Christopher Wray told Congress it was not clear whether Trump's injuries were caused by a bullet or shrapnel. At his Florida estate today, Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who offered measured optimism about progress toward a ceasefire deal for Gaza. Sagar Magani reports former President Barack Obama is endorsing Kamala Harris's White House bid.
Kamala!
Hi!
Hey there!
Aww. A campaign video highlights the former president and first lady calling the vice president.
Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness.
A person familiar with their talks says Obama and Harris have been in regular touch since President Biden said he'd end his campaign. They've been close for 20 years, and she's often used him as a sounding board.
Thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Norman Hall reports the North Carolina Democratic Party has challenged a state election board decision to recognize a new political party that will put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the state's presidential ballots.
Lawyers representing the Democratic Party allege that Kennedy's campaign evaded tougher standards for independent candidates to get on the ballot by masquerading as a political party in violation of state law. Democrats are worried that Kennedy, an environmental activist and proponent of vaccine conspiracy theories, could peel off voters from their presidential nominee. I'm Norman Hall.
An arsonist's attacked France's high-speed rail network, paralyzing train travel ahead of the Olympic Games. This is AP News. Leading up to the Summer Games, Charles de Ledesma reports Paris streets have been emptier.
Jean-Pierre Salson has watched from his shop Factor Y.
Since the beginning of June, it started to get slower, and July is worse.
Some attribute the light crowds to multiple factors, but first and foremost, the chilling effect from tough security measures. American tourist Hema Satisha says it's frustrating.
Most of the roads are closed, as a tourist, it's very difficult. I know it's Olympics, I understand security and all that, but I think they should plan for tourism along with the Olympics.
Tourists are encountering metal fences, police checkpoints, and requests for a special QR code that they may have neglected to obtain. That's a digital pass required to access certain areas of central Paris before Friday's opening ceremony. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.